today's message. Now, if you'll stay with me, I had to rush it really fast this morning. I mean, it'll take all afternoon today, but the point is, it's a good, solid message on the Holy Spirit and what Jesus said. I think we ought to listen to Jesus. How many think we ought to listen to Jesus say? You think Jesus ought to trump some TV preacher say? I think so, don't you? I think you ought to even trump some denomination or something that taught us a certain way. I mean, be honest with you. I think it ought to be Jesus. What did Jesus say? And we're going to talk about it. And hopefully I'll get it right today. But if I miss what Jesus was saying, you need to stick with Jesus. Amen? Say. Come on. Let's go with it. Believing is receiving. Believing is receiving. Okay? And that's just the little title of the series, On the Holy Spirit. Today's message, would you say that with me? Why the Holy Spirit? I mean, why do we need the Holy Spirit, Jesus? You know? Let's talk about that. Why the Holy Spirit? Why do we need the Holy Spirit? Why did the disciples need the Holy Spirit? Let's stay with the Bible. Okay, Jesus promised He would send them the Holy Spirit. And He called these guys along the Sea of Galilee. These are fishermen. Most of them. Follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Well, He didn't tell them day one, oh, 3 years from now, I'm going to be killed. And it's all going to be left to you to do. Now how many of you think would have followed Him on day one? No. No, He walked with them. When they were hurting, He comforted them personally. He was there with them the whole time. Well, now it's coming time, and He's going to be going to the cross, and He's going to be dying, resurrecting, of course, and He's not going to be with them anymore. And so He's in John 14, Jesus speaking to His disciples. He said, I'm going to pray, and the Father is going to give you another what? Comforter. You know, I've been alongside of you the whole time. You know that, right? I never left you guys. Well, I'm going to send you, the Father's going to send someone who's going to be alongside of you like I've been alongside of you. You understand or not? That He may abide with you, what? For what? Forever. Guys, I'm sorry I got to leave you. He ain't ever going to leave you. Ever. So, I'm going to send the Comforter, and then He calls Him this as well. Even the Spirit of what? Say that a little loud. The Spirit of what? There's more error, lies, deception, misinformation about the Holy Spirit, who's the Spirit of truth, than any other part of the Trinity. How many would know that and that's the truth? Amen? You agree with that? Absolutely. Absolutely. Confusion. And here His name is the Spirit of what? Doesn't make any sense. He says, I'm going to send you the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees Him not. Neither knows Him, but you know Him, for He dwells with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Amen. So Jesus speaking to His disciples. It's a promise. Why the Holy Spirit? Because Jesus promised He would send Him. Right? Yes or no? He promised, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to leave you by yourself. Y'all with me so far? Are you listening? We'll come alongside of you. Yet a little while, the world sees me no more. But you see me because I live. But you see me. Because I live, you shall live what? Also, at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father. When it all comes down, you're going to know that I'm with my Father. And you're in me, and I'm in you. Jesus speaking to His disciples. He that hath my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me. He that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. Keep watching. We're just reading a little bit. But the who? Which is the who? Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit. Whom the Father will send in whose name? He shall teach you all things. Now watch this. He's speaking to His disciples. And bring all things to your what? Whatsoever who said? I said unto you. It's funny. When Jesus died on the cross, resurrected, then ascended to the Father, where He ever lives to make intercession for us. He didn't tell the disciples, make stuff up. He said, the Holy Spirit's going to teach you and bring to your remembrance things that I have taught you. Did you hear that or not? These were guys, they didn't know much. They knew Jesus, they'd walked with Jesus, but they still struggled. They just failed Him and all forsook Him and fled. The Holy Spirit helped him to tell his story. Did you hear me or not? So much of the church today is telling all kinds of stories. This and that, and you can get this and name it, claim it, and go, and wow! Wow! What happened to his story being the main thing? Yes or no? Y'all lost or not? Say. It's what they did. Holy Spirit's going to come and He's going to bring to your remembrance whatever things I've said, and He's going to teach you, and you're going to be able to teach others like that. Holy Spirit. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be what? Neither let it be what? And when Jesus died and was crucified, they were very troubled. And they were very afraid. And they were on the run. And we've seen that over the last many weeks in our series leading up to Easter. And now here we are looking at a message on the Holy Spirit, because now those disciples are by themselves. We saw the birth of the church. We saw the change in the believers last week. Remember last week, say? And we're just talking a little bit more about why the Holy Spirit today. And I just want to share with you a passage that Jesus gave about the Holy Spirit. Now, I hope I ain't putting you to sleep. You can learn something if you stay with me. Okay? Here we go. Come on. The work of the Holy Spirit. Would you say that with me? The Why do we need the Holy Spirit? Well, you needed comfort. You needed someone to come alongside of you, guys. And that's the Holy Spirit. I promised, and the promise came true. So that's part of the why. I walked with you those 3 years, Jesus said. And now you're going to have somebody that's going to walk with you and never leave you ever. Okay? Because my work's going to be done. I'm going to be seated at the right hand of God the Father, carrying on another work. Amen? So, but why the work of the Holy Spirit? Keep watching. Jesus speaking. Nevertheless, I tell you the why. I'm going to just say something. I don't mean to be ugly, but if you hear something that some preacher says or somebody that sounds like it ain't the truth and they're making stuff up and you can't find it in the Bible, there's a good chance it ain't the truth. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Jesus said, nevertheless, I tell you the what? The truth. He said, it's expedient for you, talking to His disciples, it's expedient for you that I go away. See, they didn't like it. Who would have liked it? Our leader's leaving, he's going to be killed, and we're supposed to be happy about it? And you're going to make Peter in charge? That's funny. Who would like that? But Jesus was talking the bigger picture. It's expedient for you that I go away, because see, guys, if I don't go away, you're going to hell. Okay? If I don't go to that cross and resurrect from the dead, you're toast. So it's all expedient. It's expedient for all of us that Jesus did what He did. Amen? Say. Okay? So trust me, Jesus is saying, it's important that I leave. See, I didn't come to stay. I came to seek and to save that which was what? Lost. And that's what I've done. That's what I'm doing. But guess what? I'll go on. I'll be seated at the right hand of God the Father. I'll defeat death, hell, and the grave. Amen? Say. But the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, is going to come. And the Comforter is not going to come unto you unless I leave. That's the plan. See, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, though we don't understand the Trinity sometimes, it's hard for our finite minds to understand it and grasp it. I understand that. I mean, that it's difficult. But you know, He's saying, look, this is all a big plan. It's called the plan of salvation. And my plan, my part is this, all about me coming, shedding my blood, yep. But you know, the Holy Spirit has a part in this plan. Our plan is to save the world. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Our plan is to save the world. So, I have to go because he's not coming if I don't. But if I depart, I'm going to do what? Send who? The who? The Comforter or the who? Holy Spirit or the Spirit of Truth to you. And when he's come, who? When who's come? The Holy Spirit. And when he has come, when who has come? The Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit has come, now really hone in here with me now. If you're saying you've driven me crazy, Pastor, with this message so far, come on now. Hang in here right here. You might say, oh, I was glad to listen. But when he, the Holy Spirit, has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Would you please say this with me? Say this for, and let's say Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit is come, help me now, he will reprove the world of sin and of, just so I can get on your nerves one more time. And when the Holy Spirit is come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and we're talking about the work of the Holy Spirit. If you're not careful, you read your Bible, you'll go, and you'll just miss right over that. Why the Holy Spirit? Well, he's going to prove the world of sin, righteousness, and of judgment. Well, I thought I was going to get to run around a building. Did you miss the run around a building part? I did. Now, I'm telling you, this is out of the gate. This is out of the gate. This is out of the gate. Talking to his disciples. This is big. Keep listening. So the work of the Holy Spirit, and I really want you to get this today. What is the work of the Holy Spirit? According to Jesus, the Holy Spirit convicts or convinces us of sin. Say that with me. The Holy Spirit convicts or convinces us of... Can we say that one more time? The Holy Spirit convicts or convinces us of sin. How do we know? We keep reading the Bible. He said he's going to reprove of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Then he breaks it down for us. Of sin. Why? Because they believe not on me. But we need the Holy Spirit because people don't believe in Jesus. Did you understand that? Listen, did you see the Holy Spirit working in Acts 2? The same people that cried out, crucify him, got saved. Did you see that? Well, how'd that happen? Everybody just get in a frenzy? Everybody just see some miracle? Ooh, I believe in the miracles. Now so I'm going to trust Jesus. Let me say something to you. Salvation is a little more than you receiving your miracle. Did you hear me today? Salvation is about you knowing you are a sinner and on your way to a devil's hell without Jesus Christ. And how do you know that? Well, the Bible says it. Why do we keep saying, I'm a good person? Do you ever hear anybody say that? Talk to them about the Lord and they go, well, I'm a good person. I believe. Well, what would happen if one day you die? You think you go to heaven? Well, I think so. I'm a good person. People are good people. We're not saying people ain't good people. The Bible's just saying you ain't good enough to go to heaven. Because you've what? Sinned. Can we just be honest? Let's just give it 100% this morning. Every hand up if it's the truth. We've all sinned in this room. Can I see your hand? Can we do that? Okay. Okay. Did you know one of the number one works of the Holy Spirit is to convince you that you're a sinner? Say. To convince you that you're a sinner. To convict the world of sin. We've sinned. Do we deal with pride a lot? Say, we got pride issues in our life. Say, I'm good. I go to church. How quick we throw something up. When we ask if the person's, if you're saved, if you died, do you know you're going to... We just throw up, well, I'm a good person. Well, I go to church. I. You know what the Holy Spirit's, one of his number one jobs is to get eye off of us. And get us really where we are. And that is, guys, you need Jesus. Who does that? Who could take a drunk woman like my mama sitting in a chair drunk one night, Billy Graham comes home, and she's preaching. She's drunk. Here's the word. And we're going to church in the morning. We go to church 3 weeks later. We're both saved. We saw the Scripture. We're sinners. If you'd have told my mama that a month ago, before that, she'd have popped you in the mouth. Are you hearing the message or not today? One of the main works of the Holy Spirit is to convict of sin. Oh, and by the way, He don't need you to do it either. Aren't we guilty of that? Say, I'm going to go tell Sister So-and-so, Brother So-and-so, yeah, the Holy Spirit using me. I don't know about all that. Just think that through. Oh, by the way, this isn't as popular as what's being made of the Holy Spirit today. But wasn't it really all about Jesus coming and saving us from our sins? Yes or no? Since when did it go to something else? About 100 years ago. The work of the Holy Spirit. Let's look at number two. The Holy Spirit convicts or convinces us that Jesus Christ is the only way to God the Father. Well, where'd that come from, Gary? Just keep reading the Bible. He's going to convict of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. He explains righteousness. Of righteousness, Jesus speaking, because I go to my what? And you see me no more. The Holy Spirit convicts us that Jesus Christ is the only way. That is teaching that the Holy Spirit is coming to teach men, women everywhere that Jesus Christ is the only way to God the Father. Jesus Christ came to this earth, He died on the cross, and He went back to His Father. He is the way of righteousness. Did you see that or not? Yes or no? Yes or no? One of the major works of the Holy Spirit is to help convict you and convince you and me and the world that Jesus Christ is the what way? Boy, the Holy Spirit's got His hands full on that one, doesn't He? Because the devil is shooting every other way at people, and it sounds good. Let's be honest again. Let's take a little poll in the room. How many before you came to Christ, you believed that there were other ways to get to heaven? Can I see your hand? Be honest. Thank you. How many ever once in your life thought just being good would get you to heaven? Can I see your hand? Just raise your hand on that. Did you know that's another way you made up? Do you see how hard the work of the Holy Spirit is? That's a hard job, isn't it? We need the Holy Spirit to convict us, but to convince us that Jesus Christ is the only way. Are you convinced that Jesus is the only way to God the Father? Are you or not? If you are, you give God the glory because He's the one that helped you get to that position. Did you hear me or not? Well, Mama taught me. Well, you need to let Him tell you. And you get it down. If something happens to Mama, Mama switches gears, that your gears ain't getting switched. I know this is maybe a little different than what everybody tells us, but this is what Jesus said. I'm not saying there's not more to the Holy Spirit, but guys, since when do we get away from the main thing? Would we agree that Jesus came to save sinners and keep them from going to hell? Yes or no? Say. You think that's the big granddaddy of them all right there? Say. Yeah, that's it. Either that or to get them a new car. Which one do you think is the best? Yeah, here we go. Here we go. The third work of the Holy Spirit. Hang in here with me. Third work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit convicts or convinces us that the devil has already been defeated. Wow. Say that with me. The Holy Spirit convicts or convinces us that the devil has already been judged or what? Now this is where the Lord, God the Holy Spirit, has to really work hard with Gary. Do I know I'm a sinner? Oh yeah. Do I believe in Jesus? Am I convinced that He's the only way to God the Father? Absolutely. Do I believe the devil's been defeated? A lot of times I don't live like it. Did y'all listen to me or not? And the Holy Spirit still has to do a lot of work on Gary. Hear it out. But when He has come, He will reprove of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He broke it down. Verse 11, He says this, Jesus speaking, of judgment. Because the prince of this world is what? Say that with me. The prince of this world is what? Is judged. That is a huge work of the Holy Spirit to convict us and to convince us that the devil is no longer my daddy. He ain't my daddy no more. You understand that? Say, hey, you might think, well, the Bible does say, you know, one day the devil will be thrown in the lake of fire. I understand. Guys, he's already been judged. He's already been judged, okay? It will happen, okay? His days are numbered. He's already been judged. Oh, his sentencing? Oh, yeah. That's the lake of fire forever and ever and ever. I got that. But the point is that he has no hold over you and me as believers in Christ. Did you understand that? Say, he's been judged. He's been defeated. I will never go to hell. Doesn't matter how many times you'll tell me to go to hell. You hear me say, it ain't happening. It ain't happening. He will never leave me. He will never leave me. Why? Because the devil's been judged. The devil can't do anything to make Jesus change his mind that I've had my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Churches will tell you that. Churches will tell you if you don't do good enough, your name will get erased. Well, I would rather the Holy Spirit be in charge of my life than Gary being in charge of my life. I'm glad he's in charge of salvation. He never did put Gary in charge of that. Amen? Say yes or no. Y'all listening or not today? I'm trying to show you the work of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I would rather have Him in my life and Him helping me know the devil's defeated and He's been judged and that He's never going to leave me and that I can be secure in Him. I'd rather have that than a new car. I'd rather have that than run around the room. Oh, I can still run. I like that. Are y'all hearing or not today? This is the words of Jesus. Now, could I be getting a little of this wrong? Oh, yeah, I could. I'll admit that. But we're pretty much staying right with it, though. The work of the Holy Spirit. This is exactly how the Holy Spirit worked in the believers in Acts 2, though. Don't you see what happened in Acts 2? It happened just this way. Those three things. He'll convict of sin. Number two, He will convince them or convict them that Jesus is the only way. And then number three, that the devil's been defeated. Okay? Look at what happened. Peter speaking. Pop him up. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made this same Jesus whom you've crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard His message and the message being given by the other disciples. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. And they said to Peter, they realized what they had done. They realized their sin. They hollered out, men and brethren, what must we what do? Did you feel it? Work of the Holy Spirit. These are the people that cried crucify. These are the people that were against Christ. And now they heard the message. Not all of them. Many of them refused the Holy Spirit's work in their life. But many didn't. And many were saved. Matter of fact, 3,000 that day. They were convicted of their sin. And then the Holy Spirit convicted them and convinced them that Jesus Christ was and is the only way to God the Father. What did Peter tell them then? Oh, what have we done? We've sinned. What did Peter tell them? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of... Does that say Allah over there? Say. Does that say Buddha? Does that say your favorite social club? No, it says, let every one of you repent in the name of who? Jesus Christ. For the what? Remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost. He reproved them of sin. He convinced them of sin. He convinced them that Jesus Christ was the only way. Did you see that or not? It happened in Acts 2. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to those that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Just showing you the work of the Holy Spirit today. And then number three, this is where it can get a little different. He convicted or convinced them that the devil had been defeated. And they experienced the incredible presence of the Holy Spirit. We talked about that last week. Look at how people that were sinners, lost, now they put their faith in Jesus Christ. And look how the devil has no power on them now. Look at just this quick, a snapshot. They gladly received His Word. Read the Scriptures. Watch it. Roger's going to build the case over here. We talked about last week. Then they that gladly received His Word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship and breaking of bread and of prayers. And fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Back it up. And all that believed were together and had all things common. And sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house to eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Now stop right there. Do you see the devil getting his tail kicked? Say. Here they said they're sinners. What shall we do? Believe in Jesus. We believe in Jesus. Did you see the devil get his tail kicked? Who did the tail kicking? Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will come to convict of sin, convince us that we're sinners, we need Christ, and that Jesus Christ is the only way. And He will convict us and convince us that the prince of this world has been judged. And look at that, right? Can we say that together, this list again? I think it's incredible. They were obedient. They were steadfast. They reverenced God. They served others. They loved people. They walked in unity. They were thankful. They had favor. And by the way, this happened in a very short period of time. And it happened to people that most likely cried, "Crucify Him. Crucify Him." I don't care what you say. That is pretty amazing. You seeing the work of the Holy Spirit this morning? Yes or no? And that's what Jesus said would happen. We're going to go with the message a little further and then we'll quit. Jesus called the Holy Spirit the what? The Comforter. I just want you to get this down now. And I'll pray the Father. And He'll give you another Comforter that He may abide with you forever. Comforter, the word actually means the one who comes alongside of you. I want you to know that word. The word Comforter, Paraclete. Say it with me. The one who comes alongside of you. The Comforter. That's what Jesus called Him. But Jesus also called the Holy Spirit the Spirit of who? The Spirit of truth. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it doesn't see Him. Neither knows Him, but you know Him, for He dwells within you, dwells with you and shall be in you. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth, Jesus said it again, is come, He will guide you into all what? For He shall not speak of Himself. Next time you watch a TV show, hear a preacher, hear a denomination, whatever, speaking of themselves, what they can do. You need to travel to this city up here in Florida, up in the panhandle, and get your miracle. But God's doing. Since when? About 100 years ago. This is the Bible, man. Are y'all listening or not? Sorry to shake you this morning, but it's the truth. When the Spirit of truth has come, He's going to guide you in all truth. He's not going to speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. And He's speaking, obviously, to the apostles and the church. Doesn't mean the Holy Spirit doesn't work. He does work today. But don't. Since when is the Holy Spirit saying something different than the Word of God? And Jesus. I guess we know better now, don't we? I mean, we didn't walk with Him for 3 years, but we know more than Peter and James and, you know, all of John and all them boys. I think it's high time we stop. And let the Holy Spirit help us listen to what the Word of God says. I got enough trouble with that. Amen. Say, come on. He shall glorify who? Me. So much of our modern culture today worships the person that does the healing on TV. They become superstars. Tell me if I'm lying. I'll be happy to admit it. I'm not lying. It's funny how Jesus said, "Suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not." But now in today's church, so many times we've created superstars and you can't get even an appointment with them. Think about it. He shall glorify me, so he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. So the Spirit of truth, he's the one who will guide you into what? He will guide you to truth. He will guide you to truth. Jesus said unto him, "I'm the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." Pilate therefore said unto Jesus, "Are you a king?" Jesus answered, "You said I am a king. To this end was I born. For this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth hears my voice." Truth. Spirit of truth. Truth. The Holy Spirit's all about truth. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the what? Truth. And the truth shall set you free." Don't you want to be free? That's what it's all about. So why the Holy Spirit? Jesus said the Comforter, he's going to come alongside you. And he will always guide us to what? He will always guide us to truth. Now, hang on. God the Holy Spirit never deceives and he never makes things up. Would you say that with me in the audience, please, today? Say that with me. God the Holy Spirit never, and he never. Well, there went half the church. I'm sorry. I can take my Bible and turn on Christian television with my Bible. And I don't even have to have the Bible open because I got it in here and in here. And it's a matter of minutes that I'm hearing something that is absolutely not true. But it's the Spirit. Well, Gary's in a quandary then. To believe you, sir, or to believe the Bible. And I choose to believe the Bible over you. You listening? I'm trying to help you, not make you mad. I want to say one other thing this morning. There's nothing more divisive than me giving a message on the Holy Spirit where people will leave your church. Isn't that sad? Isn't that sad? Because he's the Spirit of truth and they walk in unity and things like that. But you can talk about the Holy Spirit and people get red-faced and mad at you. What? Just said what Jesus said, didn't I? Say, yes or no? Yeah, but you didn't go into the epistles and everything like that. Well, that's true. But I'm always going to let Jesus be my main thing. I don't know how you read your Bible. There's a group out there now that discount the words of Jesus, most of them, and they follow Paul. I don't think Paul didn't follow Jesus. Okay? I think it's all about Jesus. And anything I believe is going to be in line with Jesus. Amen? Yes or no? You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be what? You shall be what? Unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost part of the earth. We're done with the message. People need to see the truth in us. People need to see the truth in us. People need to see the truth in us. The truth of the matter is people get sick. The truth of the matter is people die one day. Is that true or did I make that up? The truth is, that one day I guess Jesus is going to be asleep at the wheel because you're going to die. That's the truth. But he ain't asleep at the wheel. He never promised you wouldn't die down here. Matter of fact, he said the opposite. It's appointed unto man once to die. And after this, the judgment. we make these promises. Does Jesus heal? Sure He does. But He never pulls a trick to do it. And He's never going to get you to give some money to do it. He didn't do it there and He ain't doing it now. Did you hear me? Yes or no? I know that's ugly. It ain't ugly. It's the truth. It's what the guy on the street would say, "Yeah, Gary, tell him!" The lost man would agree with my message today. But many in the church wouldn't. That's funny. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees Him not, neither knows Him. Look at this verse again. You're going to receive the Spirit of truth, whom the world what? Because it sees Him not, neither knows Him. But you know Him. You know Him. You know Him. He dwells in you. He is in you. You know Him. Keep going. The world can't see the Holy Spirit. They're looking at you, man. They're looking at me. We don't need to make something up. They need to see a guy who's a sinner who says, "Man, I know I'm lost." They need to see somebody who's saved, who says, "I put my faith in Christ. I'm saved. I believe in Jesus. He's the only one." They need to see somebody who knows the devil has been defeated in my life. And walk like that, man. Let them see that. And keep the made up mess. Let them see a changed life. I love it. Coach Jerry Smith sitting up top today. He came several weeks ago. Hope this doesn't bother you. I'm going to say it anyway. You're a coach, you can take it. He said to me when he first came in 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, been 6 weeks. He said to me, "I don't know if the Lord would have anybody like me or could do anything with anybody like me." And I grinned at him. I said, "Oh, yes, He can. God loves you. Gave His Son for you." Next week he came back. Gave me a book he'd been reading. I tell him the name of the book. It's called A Beer Drinker's Guide to God. Gave me the book. I ain't read it yet, but I'm going to read it. The next week he came back. He said, "I'm hooked." I just kept loving on him. He heard the same message as you're hearing. Last week, or Easter, maybe he said something else to me, Easter. Last week he said to me, "I'm a changed man." That's what you told me. That's what you told me. And he said, "I want to be baptized." That sounds like that. You know. Anyway, the point is that Jerry, I'm sorry, I just call you coach, but the point is that that's just living. That's just a, we just need to, that's powerful. How can that happen in his life or my life? Hellraiser that I was. It's the Holy Spirit. Did y'all hear that or not? That's not kooky, is it? I don't think that's kooky. I'm strong-willed. He probably is too. It takes God working on us. That's the Holy Spirit. People need to see truth in us, guys. I challenge you. Get in the Word. Hide God's Word in your heart. You'll start to know the truth, and the truth will set you free, man. Amen. Say. Come on. If I was you, I'm going to give you some strong advice. Turn off a little bit of your Fox News. Excuse me. See, I'm a conservative already. I'm more conservative probably than I am on TV. Spend a little more time with the Lord. See what the Holy Spirit will do in your life. Did you hear me? I don't need to be any more conservative, but I do need to be a lot more like Jesus. Amen. I mean, I'm struggling in that department.
Okay, I'm pretty dang conservative, but I sure lack it in the Jesus department. I could use some more help. I know I went on here, but I hope today you receive. And who is truth? Who is truth? Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the only way to God the Father. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth. He is all about Jesus because Jesus is truth. Here's the question. You receive the Word today. What'd you think about it? Praise the Lord. Let's stand together. Okay? Come on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.